With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Whether it's weather or COVID, we've all had storms to deal with the past couple of years. Folks in the tree fruit industry have muddled through, but no, there are still challenges ahead. Northwest Horticultural Council President Mark Powers says some of the biggest challenges will be labor, the prevailing wage, and the adverse effect wage rate, which are frankly destructive.
We're looking at 1741 in Washington and Oregon and trying to find a way to reform H-2A and the wage rates, which right now the option is the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. So hopefully the Senate can get that done and can provide some relief and some planning on the labor side.
But Power says that's not all.
You know, we're anticipating a new water rule. Actually, the proposed rule is out, so we're reading that, and that's going to affect how growers test and plan for the water that they're using in the orchards, the systems that they have to follow.
And then Power says there's the international trade side.
That's on a case-by-case basis, a country-by-country basis, but we're certainly feeling the pain when it comes to China and India and their retaliatory tariffs.
But Power says to get that changed, we have to change U.S. policy of putting tariffs on their goods.
So far, the other stakeholders have prevailed, and we have not.
Power says the Farm Workforce Modernization Act is the answer, which should have been done by now.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.